Thank you, Dr. Troisi. It's always nice to be introduced by someone from Texas, especially Dr. Troisi and I work together at University of Texas School of Public Health, and I'll be presenting prevention of hepatitis B infection in drug users and basically the effectiveness of accelerated versus standard vaccination schedules. So none of the authors had any relationships to disclose. And again, so hepatitis B virus, as we all know, is highly infectious, almost around 50 to 100 times more infectious than HIV. And almost 15% to 40% of chronic hepatitis B infection cases lead to cirrhosis, end-stage liver disease or liver failure, and liver cancer. Basically, because of its asymptomatic stage and such high infectivity, worldwide the prevalence of hepatitis B infections is astounding. 2 billion hepatitis B infections, including 350 million chronic HBV cases. And U.S. is no different, with almost around 5% of its population being infected with hepatitis B virus. Out of all of these, the highest prevalence and highest incidence is seen in injecting drug users. Almost over 60% of them have hepatitis B infection with an incidence of 10 to 31 per 100 person years. That's quite high compared to other infectious diseases. We have a very effective, very efficacious hepatitis B vaccine, which is which has been a great support in controlling this infection, spreading this infection. However, we have certain hurdles in vaccinating drug users. The biggest one is the coverage. There is such a low vaccine coverage, with only 4% to 29% of drug users who are vaccinated. They have very low compliance rate, 41% to 69%. But we have seen that with the help of supportive program designs, it can reach up to 88%. After all these efforts, even if you get to vaccinate them and you make them complete their schedules, we have low conversion rates. We did a systematic review. The data is not published yet, but we found that throughout all the studies, drug users have like subnormal immune response, and it's probably because of the drugs they use and malnutrition and all those factors that they have such low seroconversion rates and lower GMTs. So hence we think like this was a perfect target population for immunization. Let me just give you a little background on the clinical trial that was done. Dr. Wong was the principal investigator. She and her team, there was this HIV vaccine preparedness and prevention studies in drug users. So they tested the HBV vaccination model in case when HIV and HCV vaccines become available. And what they found, the significant findings were that accelerated vaccination schedule, which is given at 0, 1, and 2 months, is significantly better in terms of adherence when compared to the standard vaccination schedule, which is given over 6 months among drug users. So despite these encouraging results, the long-term effectiveness of the accelerated schedule remains unexamined. Hence, for the current study, we compared the long-term effectiveness of accelerated versus standard schedules in preventing HBV infections and antibody loss, anti-HBs antibody loss, during the two-year follow-up in 707 drug users who were HIV and HBV negative at enrollment and who completed 3 vaccine doses per protocol. This is a secondary data analysis. And so concisely, the specific aims for this current study were to determine the HBV infection rate among successfully vaccinated drug users during the two-year follow-up and identify any associated factors which lead to infections and antibody loss, and the null hypothesis being that both the schedules were equally effective. So the data was used from the before-mentioned cluster randomized vaccine trial comparing 2 vaccination schedules among drug users in Houston, Texas during the time period of 2004 to 2010. And the analysis was done for 707 drug users who were free from HBV infection at enrollment, hence they were susceptible to be infected, and who completed 3 doses of vaccination during this trial. We compared the cumulative incidence by Kaplan-Meier life table. Survival curves were compared by Breslau-Gehan-Wilcoxon test, failure rates by likelihood ratio test, and the risk factors were identified by Cox proportional hazards model. It was a two-sided hypothesis with alpha being 0.05 level. So this is the flowchart of the outcomes stratified by vaccination schedules, as we see 707 drug users. Almost equal, there was no significant difference between accelerated versus standard vaccination schedules group. And out of the accelerated, 43% were responders at 12 months. So they developed antibody titer more than 10 micro international units per ml. Whereas the standard vaccination schedule led to 53% of antibody responders, 43 and 53. This was not statistically significantly different. 57%, and so something to be noted is almost like 47 to 57% of population who was vaccinated with three complete doses did not develop the required antibody level, which is considered seroprotective. Antibody loss was identified in accelerated schedule to be 23 drug users and 18 for standard drug users and standard vaccination schedule. And this was also not statistically significant. The HBV infection to be noted is we just had two cases in accelerated schedule as compared to eight cases in standard schedule. And I will explain some of the reasons that we think it might be this way. So these are all the risk factors, or at least the selected exposures that we thought might be important in HBV infection rate among successfully vaccinated drug users over the two-year follow-up period. Vaccination schedule was not a predictor. Basically, it was not significantly different between these two when put in the adjusted model. However, on univariate analysis, we did see the difference. And maybe because of the sample size, we just had 10 cases of infection. We don't know the reasons for this. And if we see that the incidence density in accelerated schedule is 3 or like 4 cases per 1,000 person years as compared to 14 per 1,000 person years, and this was significantly different. The only significant factor that we identified was having an HCV infection at enrollment, which increased the chances of having acquiring HBV infection even after receiving all three doses, and we don't know why. The relative risk was 6.54. And I just wanted to show you the antibody loss. The people who lost antibody at 12 months, there was no significant difference. However, we did see a trend that those who had antibody seroprotective antibody levels at 12 months were kind of protected from getting the infection. So this is just the cumulative attack rate, and this was significantly different between standard and accelerated schedule. Standard schedule had significantly higher HBV infection over the two-year follow-up period. These are all the 10 cases. There was, to be noted, there were no chronic cases, and chronic cases were defined as those who had HBsAg for more than 6 months. Most of them were male. Eight of them were from standard schedule, and almost equal proportion when compared to anti-HBs status at 12 months. We did not find any significant difference between anti-HBs antibody loss for the 339 vaccine responders at 12 months, and it was almost equal for accelerated and standard schedule. So to conclude, accelerated schedule is or was identified as more effective than standard schedule in reducing HBV infections in drug users. And to overcome the disadvantages of standard vaccination schedule, especially in drug users, what we have seen is that the longer duration required for adherence, which is always a problem, and the continued high-risk behavior until completion of those three vaccine doses, that acceleration vaccine schedule should definitely be considered in drug-using population. And these are my reference. Thank you. We use, okay, so the question is, how do we manage the accelerated schedule, the timeline? We gave the vaccines at 0, 1, and 2 months. 0, 1, and 2 months. And there is always an option for ethical reasons. Those who are not non-responders, who did not develop antibody levels, we can always give them a booster at 6 months as per the, you know, standard vaccination schedule. The question is, did we find any difference between IDU or injecting drug users versus non-injecting drug users? No, we did not find any difference. Although there was a difference in the original clinical trial that the adherence and everything was different between IDU and non-IDU. And I think the most important thing that I can think of is only 10 cases. It's such a small sample size, it never leads to any statistical significance. So, no, we did not identify. But the infection cases were definitely, that there was a trend that IDUs had more infections compared to non-IDUs.
Any more questions?
Yes. Yes, so let me just explain that. The question is, those who had antibody loss, were they ever seroconverted to a protective level? Is that the question correct? Yes. So antibody loss was only identified in 339, not the entire cohort. And these 339 were the ones who actually had developed an antibody response or were responders to begin after the three doses, and then they lost the antibody. Any other questions? Okay, thank you.